Last week, we talked about the possibility of an NBA All-Star game being here in Milwaukee. But now this week, they're saying, ain't going to happen. Can you break this down for me? Because I'm totally confused.
It's very interesting. After the NBA All-Star happened over the past weekend, there was a story nationally about new requirements to host an All-Star game. Out of the blue, they were put out there, and they would basically be very hard for Milwaukee to meet them, or virtually impossible, because you would need a certain number of hotel rooms, which we wouldn't need, but we would need 3 high-end hotels, 45 nonstop flights out of Milwaukee, which we don't have. I believe it's 20 international flights out of Milwaukee, which we don't have, and then over 600,000 square feet of convention space, which we don't have, even with the expanded convention center. So this was kind of out of the blue. The NBA dropped this on there. I know a lot of people are a little frustrated, because I'm sure you remember, because I've talked about this, when Adam Silver was in Milwaukee in 2018 at the opening of the arena here, he said, we're going to bring an All-Star game to Milwaukee. We just got to get our schedule straightened out. Well, it's now 2024. They're scheduled through 2026, and it hasn't happened yet. And now it looks like it'd be very hard to happen. Now, we did have the story late in the week that the Bucks are going to ask for an exemption, are going to say, oh, Adam, you promised us something. We need to be exempted from these new rules. Let's hope the NBA grants that, because if not, it's just not going to happen here. It's not going to happen in really any smaller city. I mean, this is like New York, L.A., I mean, just a really large city. So there's a lot of people who are really frustrated here.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is why would the NBA do it? Because as you said, it seems to be limiting it to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and that's about it.
Well, I think if you heard some of the commentary out of the All-Star thing last week, there was some of the players complaining it was cold in Indianapolis, maybe not as large a city as they like.
Oh, please.
You know, so I think they are aiming this for large cities, like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is held in very large cities. I think they're thinking it's like that. You know, for me, I mean, the game's played indoors. I don't think it really matters how cold it is outside, right? Because the game is played inside last time I checked. I said this before. I think it's kind of disappointing because, as I've said, back in 2014 when the team was sold to the new owners and there was a need for a new arena, who stepped up? Well, the state stepped up, the city stepped up, the county stepped up, and all the taxpayers stepped up. And the expectation was, because of the comments of Adam Silver, that as a result of the new arena in NBA All-Star, kind of like what happened out at AmFam Field, which was Miller Park at the time, remember? A year or two after it opened, the MLB had the All-Star game here. It's just a nice reward for these cities who are investing in their teams and stuff. So I'm kind of shocked. Hopefully the Bucks are granted an exemption. A lot of people really wanted it to happen either in 24 or 25, right off to the RNC, but then they've already awarded the 26th game to L.A., where the Clippers stadium is still under construction. So there's just a lot of people scratching their heads trying to see what's going on here.
Oh, it's cold. I think after the Super Bowl, they want everything to be in Las Vegas. But that's my personal opinion. Let's move on, though, because you mentioned the RNC, and the Secret Service this week revealed a general outline about a security zone downtown. Do you have those boundaries, and how is that going to work, especially for people who work and live downtown?
Just the initial step, and it is preliminary. It looks a lot like the map that was in place in 2020. This is the soft zone. So it's basically, it would be Water Street on the east, Cherry Street on the north, the freeway on the south, and then 9th Street of the freeway on the west. So a nice large swath of land. But again, this would be the soft zone where they would have checkpoints. Anybody could access the area through walking, just because there'll be a hard zone still, Libby, which would be right around the arena, right around the convention center, everything that's going on, where you will not be allowed inside unless you have credentials. And I know they've been working with the owners of the businesses, they've been working with the retailers, working with restaurants to ensure access, to ensure that they still are able to operate, because this is a huge deal. This is where a lot of people can make a lot of money. So this is the first step. It's an important step. It'll be interesting to see. I've heard from some companies who are going to encourage their employees not to come downtown that week, to encourage them to work from home. I've heard from other employers who are going to have their workers kind of downtown and, you know, have them involved in the convention, have them working as volunteers, getting involved, living the experience. For those of us who live downtown, we're going to live it. And I'm looking forward to it because I think it's going to be kind of fun. You're going to have to think about how to leave downtown, how to not leave downtown. Maybe I'm just not going to leave that week. It's getting real. We're not that far from this huge event coming to Milwaukee, and it's going to be quite a week.
It is going to be exciting. All right, let's talk about Menominee Falls manufacturing firm that's moving its headquarters to downtown, speaking of that.
And what a theme, huh?
Yeah, you wonder, will they be here in time for the convention? But also, is this part of a larger trend of firms moving back to the city from the suburbs?
Think about, 8 or 9 years ago, everybody was leaving the central business district to go to Menominee Falls, to go to Heartland, to go to, to go west. Now you see them come back the other way. So here's a company out of Menominee Falls who's going to move its headquarters right to the heart of the city, right near the Milwaukee River, right near the avenue, right near the food hall, bring about 130 employees downtown. And we've seen it really over the last year or two. You and I have talked about all the other companies coming downtown, whether it's Market Tool, Pfizer, Rexnord, one after the other, who's moving into the heart of the city, most of them west of the river on Wisconsin Avenue, where they've just seen this tremendous growth. And it's great for the city. It's great for the energy and great for the food hall, great for everything that's happening at the avenue. But the thing they all say, Libby, which is very interesting, is that they're moving downtown, one, because of a need to be from the heart of activity, but two, it's where they believe it's easier for them to attract employees. Young employees usually want to live in the heart of the city. They want to live near the art museum. They want to live near Summerfest, near the arena. So for them to be downtown makes it easier to attract employees. And you're hearing that over and over again. And in the world we live in now, where it's hard to have enough staff, where you're located is important.
Speaking of museums, there's a lot of interest in the building of the new Milwaukee Public Museum. Do you have an update, and do they have all the money they need? I think, what was it, $240
million? $240 million. Well, they are still planning a spring groundbreaking, spring of 24. So that's coming up in a couple months here. They're also supposed to update soon how much money was raised. They were trying to raise $140 million of private money to go along with the $100 million the state and the county and others. So obviously we're still short. They need more money to start construction. They expect to have it. They hope to have it. I've said all along, this is a hard lift because there's just so many other projects out there that have needed money. But it'll be very interesting to see how much they've raised and if they can get this project in the way. It's an important project, Libby. If you think about the museum and what it's meant to Milwaukee, what it's meant to those of us who've grown up here and have seen it, to have it in the new area on 6th and McKinley near the Arena District, I think would be great. Let's hope they can start construction here soon and really get this going.
I know cream puff lovers were really excited with the announcement that they're doing what? Irish cream puffs?
I want to check that out.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you bet I do.
I'm a fan of Irish cream. Ooh. And, you know, it's probably not going to have liquor in it, but who knows?
Here's what I'm hoping is that they have these this summer, but the Wisconsin State Fair is moving forward to renovate the cream puff building. Are they going to do it before this year's fair? And will that mean that they can make more cream puffs?
It'll be after this year's fair. They actually start it after the fair, have it open in time for next year, because you couldn't have a fair without cream puffs, right? That's just not going to work. So to really start to work to renovate it, to make it more efficient, they spent time raising the money for it. They've gotten money from the state for it. Important project. We'll start after the fair this year. We'll be done in time for you and I to have a cream puff together at the 25 State Fair. What do you think? We're there.
I just hope they add more flavors like that Irish
cream. Irish cream. Maybe we
say four or five for me, would you?
Four or five. I like that.
Hey, Mark, always great to have you here.
Yep. Always good to be here, Libby. Have a great week.